Well, hey, good morning, North Platte here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. It's Kinnerapp joining you here today as we just like to talk about what's going on here in North Platte, surrounding communities, and so much more. But hopefully y'all are having a wonderful start to your morning. I know I am. Hopefully our guests in studio today from People's Health. We got Elizabeth and Jody joining us. And ladies, good morning, and how's our day been so far?
It's going great. Thanks for having us.
I got coffee. I'm good to go.
I need a coffee myself, but I got red Gatorade instead. So no caffeine, but it's got it's getting me rolling. I can sure say that. And before we dive in, ladies, I think the last time I had y'all in, it was probably around the snow time cold. Are we happy the warm weather is here?
Finally.
Hopefully the warm weather stays. I know we're supposed to have low 50s, but as long as it stays to like 50s, 60s, 70s, I'm happy. Well, People's Health joining us here today. We're talking about STD Awareness Month here of April. And Elizabeth, I'll kind of just let you talk a little bit about STD Awareness Month.
Yeah, we're just excited to have the opportunity to talk about being more prepared for making decisions. So, you know, a lot of people are sexually active. We want to make sure that you know how to be responsible when you're making those choices and what practices you can engage in to try and prevent any spread of sexually transmitted infections. So we've got a lot of products down at the clinic that we hand out daily, condoms, internal condoms, dental dams, spermicide, all that kind of stuff to really help people make healthier choices. But this month really is about making sure people understand having interactions with people can spread infections. So how do we prevent those infections? By getting tested, by talking with your partners, and also by talking with your healthcare providers. So we want to encourage people who have a primary care doctor, make sure that you are telling them truthfully what kinds of practices you're engaging in, making sure that you're getting tested for the right infections that you are actually at risk for, doing routine testing, not just when you have a symptom of something, but making sure that we're doing routine testing anytime you have a new partner. If you have multiple partners, making sure everybody's getting tested, and really just that talking piece that you're talking with your partners about any previous infections. We don't want to spread anything without knowing it. And a lot of STIs you can have without having any symptoms. So instead of waiting for that symptom to come up, want to make sure that you're getting that routine testing and engaging in safe practices.
You know, maybe for folks, you're talking about all the different products. The clinic, you said, has a bunch of the stuff, correct?
Yeah, we've got free condoms. We've got glow in the dark, tattooed, internal condoms, really all different kinds, flavored lube. It's something that most people engage in, right? So it's not something that should be taboo. We want to try and decrease the stigma. It happens. CDC suggests that 1 in 2 of sexually active people who are under the age of 25 will have an STD at some point. So half of people who are having sex are going to get an STD. That's a lot of people. So instead of not talking about it, pretending like it doesn't happen, making this big taboo thing, let's talk about it, make sure that people have the tools necessary to be safe, and then get tested when they need to. So we offer free testing at the clinic. We also have HIV testing. It only takes a minute. It's very fast. We call it a rapid test because it is rapid results. We also have a syphilis test, the same thing, very quick results. We want to try and make sure it's affordable and that you can get the testing and treatment that you need.
And then Jody had her hand up. I think she had something to say for all of us.
Have a thought now. Think that, you know, living in a small rural community, we have this false sense of security that it's not here. And unfortunately, after working at the clinic for 2.5 years, I realized it is here and we do need to be aware and we really don't need to be scared. It's a thing that happens to some people, and there's so many good treatments out there. It's not like it used to be. You know, it used to be such a stigma around having an STI, and now, you know, just get it treated. Just make sure you're aware. Like Elizabeth said, a lot of them don't have symptoms, so you would have no idea.
And then I'm going to say it out there because, you know, we might have some folks who are, you know, it's like, hey, we want to go to the clinic, but might be more on the nervous or scared side. We'll kind of just put up in the air, ladies. What's your advice to someone who wants to go but might be more nervous or scared to go?
Those are the best people to come and just visit the clinic. You don't have to have an appointment. You can come in. We call it the condom closet. It's free. You don't need an appointment. Just come kind of check it out. Get to meet us. Get a cup of coffee, have a little snack, do a little shopping for the products that you want. And then if you feel comfortable, we can make an appointment later. You don't have to do it all at once. But that's really why we're there. We're a confidential service. We don't require insurance. We also don't require parental consent. So we really want to try and be available for people of any age, of any gender, of any relationship status to get the testing and treatment that everybody needs. We want to meet you where you're at. And if that's at a condom closet, or if that's with an appointment with our doctor, if that's just talking to a nurse over the phone, whatever you need, that's where we want to try and meet you.
The nice thing about our clinic is also that it's very small. So you have two nurses that are on all the time. You're going to get to talk to the same people. When you call and get passed back to the family planning side, it's going to be those gals. So it's not as nerve-wracking. And the other thing is, if you, you know, if this is something that you can't tell your regular practitioner because you're worried about it and it seems uncomfortable, you can come to us instead and talk to our two nurses, and they'll be happy to help you out.
And I could definitely say, folks, the folks over at People's Health, some of the best people you'll meet, like to have fun, but obviously do the job series, but like to have fun as well.
Thank you.
I've definitely had fun. Just a couple interactions we've had with them the last few months with Jody and Elizabeth have had a fun time learning. And just, you know, they're there to just have fun as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to make it as relaxed as possible. It definitely can be an awkward conversation. I understand that. But we want to try and break down those barriers as much as possible. If the finances are the problem, if the confidentiality is the problem, if insurance is the problem, we want to try and break that all down and really make it as user-friendly as you can. And that's part of why we have the condoms there for free. That's why we do the testing. That's why we work really, really closely with some of the practitioners in our community. We're trying to help people get the testing that they need, the education that they need, and then make sure they have links to get the treatment that they need as well.
The baseline is that we just want everyone to be safe, and everybody makes their own choices, and it's up to them what they choose to do, but we're there and we want to do everything safely.
Everything safely, but also to make sure that everyone goes there and not be nervous and just have it as another appointment as well as any other appointment.
Absolutely.
It can always be a nerve wracking, but like I said, folks, you're definitely going to be in good hands when you make your trip over to the clinic. Then, you know, Elizabeth, we'll go back to you. I'll have you just run it down one last time. I'm just talk about, you know, some of the different testing that they can do as well.
Yeah. So for April STD Awareness Month, at our clinic, we are able to run some tests. If you have symptoms, we can do specific testing for that. If you don't have symptoms, what we routinely look for is chlamydia, gonorrhea, HIV, and syphilis. We have doctors on staff. We have nurses on staff. We can do ouchless testing where all you have to do is pee in a cup, no big cotton swabs. It's not scary. Doesn't hurt. We really just want to try and eliminate those barriers and let people know there's a resource available in town that is here to help keep you safe and keep you healthy.
And I know if you have information, I'm kind of curious now because it is STD Awareness Month. You know, a while back we did the STDs and Tacos event. I guess now that that's passed, I don't think I ever asked for a quick recap, but I'll kind of put in the air. How did that event go for y'all, would you say?
It went really well for us. We did 97 tests, I believe it was, and we had 7 people test positive for chlamydia, so almost 10% of the people that we tested. We do see when we do, you know, the more you test, the more people you find that have an infection. So most of those people didn't realize that they had an infection. They didn't have symptoms of it. So for us, that means it's a success. It means we're able to bring not only the testing to the campus, but also that education piece of when you are sexually active, there are certain responsibilities that you have to have in order, not only talking to your partners, but also using condoms, checking for, you know, pregnancy prevention if that's a concern, and really making people aware that you can have an infection and not have symptoms. So that's how we keep spreading it. So very common for people to have. 1 in 2 under the age of 25 suggested will have an STD. So we want to make that awareness there that we're available to do testing, we're available to do treatment. We also have the products to help prevent the spread of infection altogether.
Well, perfect there. Hey, as we wrap up our conversation, you know, Elizabeth, any final thoughts to be brought up maybe that we haven't touched up on yet?
I just would really say try and decrease that stigma and talk about it. The more education you can provide for young people, parents talking to their kids as we're talking about sex, not saying, oh my gosh, you know, it's going to fall off, or, oh, this symptom is going to make you infertile. We want to try and decrease that stigma and let people know, hey, a part of being healthy is also talking about your sexual health. We talk about routine cancer screenings and blood work. We also should talk about routine sexual health. And that includes STI testing at an annual well visit. And if your primary doctor isn't doing that, it's okay to ask for it. It's also okay to seek that care from somewhere else. So that's where we fall in. We're not trying to take care away from primary doctors. We want to work alongside and make sure that that sexual health part of your overall health is also being covered.
And then Jody, I know we were joking off air, but I know you have all the contact information for everyone. That's correct.
Absolutely. If you want to walk in, we're at 102 South Elm, and our phone number is 308-534-1678. And you can check out our website at wicandfamilyplanning.org.
And folks, like we always do, we have the audio up here on North Platte Post. We'll have that website hyperlinked for you as well. Ladies, thanks for taking the time for joining us today. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.